If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Kaya family, your kids can ask like the most difficult questions sometimes. And it's important for a child growing up to ask these questions. Like, bafunukwazi, man. However, as a parent, you just don't know how to answer some of these difficult but really pertinent questions. And we're not talking like those typical questions like, is Santa real? Obviously Santa's real.
No.
Santa's real, don't do that.
Okay, it's fine.
Santa's real. Things like, where do babies come from? Hey, mobu's mama ko ena man. But anyway, we're talking about those questions where you go, hey, umdana. Like they'll ask you questions like this.
Why do you and dad sleep together, but I sleep alone?
Hey,
the questions the kids ask.
Why does Eskom always take electricity?
See, now that's a good one.
Why do people die?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people die? Yeah, because, and this is your aunt. Yeah, because, hey.
Who's my mom?
Hey, man. Baby, gala open room door and I do.
They ask awkward questions, Joe.
Do we have money? Are we rich or poor?
You know.
Do we have money? Are we rich or poor?
And no father wants to say, yes, I could pay.
When are you talking about notes?
Didn't get in Mali.
That's 7 rand. Namdana. What?
Was that coins?
Coins.
Brown coins.
Did you wait until you were 21 to drink?
Hey, man.
And they're asking you this question while you have a drink in your
hand. Umanzi.
You make it look so much fun when you get drunk.
No, stop that. Mm. Did you wait until you were 21 to drink?
Yeah.
But the questions our kids ask.
Why do you and mommy fight so much?
You see, now that's awkward. The thing is, mama, I'm not joking.
No, you're not wrong.
No.
Half the time, we want the mothers to answer the questions.
Yes.
We don't have answers for these things. We don't. And yes, you know, when it starts with why. Why? Which is actually why?
A pendulum, eh?
Yeah.
Actually, why?
It starts there. 2 years later, all the questions we just, like, they just asked. This is 1 week.
1 week.
1 week of questions. Oh, love and done.
Difficult but relevant questions our children ask, man. What are those relevant yet difficult questions that you think your kids are asking you right now? First thing, do you know that Usnago told Mamaike that she's pregnant? Ungene e rumin one morning, watching Mama, there's a baby in your stomach.
What?
How did the baby go in your stomach?
Hey, wait now, man.
And she was pregnant. What are those relevant yet difficult questions that our kids ask you, man? And you just don't know how to answer them sometimes.
Yeah, maybe you have not even answered one question, maybe since last night. Because you went to bed with that one question from your kid. You're like, yes, it's open, look, saying, sex, saying, manj.
And usabuz?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to call us, right? Kids, actually, ask your parents if you can use the phone. And ask the question you've always wanted to know on air. They must answer. You call us on 086-000-959. We see you calling already. Voice notes coming through on 063-6880-959. It's a Thursday morning.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Oh, love the kids, but oh, they ask us like really difficult, pertinent questions, relevant questions. We understand, but it's just difficult to answer sometimes. And we're not talking like Santa. Oh, child asks you, who is God? Who is God? Where do you start, John?
Baba, we just must learn.
Okay. Why do people do bad things?
Because they're bad people.
What makes a bad person?
Whoa, hey, my man, I'm telling you, I'm
telling you. 063-6880-959. Let's listen to this voice note quickly.
Now my daughter's in asked me a question, Guti. Mama, why you and Papa divorced? Then Papa has got now a wife, is married, and when are you are not married? What's going on?
Mtanamuke wangibuzenye into sikhumba. Baba, why you are sevenza? Maruhlalunga namai. Uzothini? Kids.
My daughter the other day.
Tata, whose earrings are these? Okay, let's go to Lindani.
Wow.
I've come in.
Good morning.
There were no servants that I got the random man was doing things, but anyway.
Talk to us.
You know, my son once asked me, Mommy, you went and visited that dad. The dad is now married and we're not together anymore. Then he came back and said, Mommy, why aren't you not married? Or why don't you have a person? Because my dad has a person.
Yeah. What's he anyway?
Oh, man. I told him, you know what, boy, maybe I will in the future, but for now you are my focus. I just want to read.
Imagine making the kid feel bad, when you are blocking. We blocker.
You nearly said something else. You almost said it. We blocker. Let's go to Boxburg. Good morning, Katlego. How are you, my brother?
I am good, and you are asking my Thomas.
Good morning.
Morning. 11 in the morning, guys. So my age, she, my 6-year-old, name is Luahuang. She asked me, I think it was after my sister passed away, and we were busy with funeral arrangements. So I'm putting her to bed, and then she's like, Daddy, I have a question. I'm like, okay, what's your question?
Mm.
And she says, why do people who love God die? And, I just froze and I looked at her and I could see she's looking at me with those eyes. Yeah. She wants an answer.
Yes,
I don't have an answer.
What's he, nigga, look?
So, I just thought quickly of a story from the Bible, which, you know what, Okulunkulu sometimes maybe, you know, would have a chat, you know, Satan. I'm James Satan, which, no, these people that go to the area, this way, Moba, they were protecting, so I'm sure the team so fake. So I just, you know, and then she was like, okay. And then I went to bed, not the eye. So now when I get those questions,
yes.
Thanks for the call, my brother. You're doing a great job as a father, Joe. What if you and Daddy fall out of love?
Homework.
Mommy, what if you and Daddy fall out of love?
It's always gonna be those things. It's always gonna be. I'm done also by tennis. So qua.
How much money do you have?
My son asked me that the other day. Baba, una money? Yeah, una money. Ungana blabon.
Masi.
How?
When a question that I've never been able to answer till today was asked, Mommy, was Daddy your first boyfriend?
Oh.
I was like, I. No, I see again.
Manje una 5 from Fanbus baba kuthi wayangangithengela ma flower. Sho baba kiwa phatha ma flower.
Ah, meaning ngosami yangibuza something. I think umolelo ayo passed away last year February. So angibuza ukuthi why did mommy die? And then uthe why did mommy die and why specifically her? Azangazi ukuthi ngithini. I just kept quiet. So but anyway,
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Oh. Our kids ask like awkward questions. I'm only imagining the questions that Amu must ask Kumbali. Because Amu looks like the child that wants to know things all the time. Like, imagine your child asking you, who do you love more? Me or my sister?
Everybody. I love everybody the same way.
Yeah, we know that answer.
Yeah. That's the answer you need to give.
No, but you know the truth.
No, there's no truth. I love my kids the same.
Okay.
I give them the same love.
Okay.
The same energy.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
Who do you love more in your kids?
Eh? They know who.
We know who.
Who?
Hey, Bobo.
Manuel Nanako. So, what are those relevant yet difficult questions that our kids ask? And you just never know how to answer.
Well, it depends on how he feels. Every day is something different. But The one that sticks out the most is he asked me, his dad and I, were we fiancés when we decided to make a baby? And I said, what do you mean? Ati, yeah, because those are the rules. You say, will you marry me? Uh-huh. The other one says yes. Yeah. Then you make a baby.
Yes.
But you and my dad don't even talk to each other. So what happened?
Upendulu tin when?
Angzang pendulu, I'm sorry, son. I mean,
I would say, come here, my son. Do you need a remote?
You Wi-Fi on?
Is the Wi-Fi on?
Ulambile.
You want to watch your favorite cartoon? Go ahead.
What? Talk to me about your dad here. Our kids, we love them.
Mina umntanamuke wangibuza ukuthi I think that time she was 7 or 8. And then she asked me ukuthi mama uyintombi ntona. I said no, I'm not. And then she said, no, mina ngifuna ukuba intombi into. I said, yes, you are. And then she said, why ungasasi intombi into? Ngathi you came, you happened. And then she was like, Ganjan. So I haven't answered her even today.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Love it in the morning, ne? Yeah, boy, on the street, on the air. Whew, difficult but relevant questions our children ask. Mom, why do I have to go to school?
Because you need to go to school.
Why?
Because it's a must.
Why?
Hey, la la la, my.
Why? Yeah, I thought so.
And you say Jesus, and you start calling the Lord that Jesus.
Help me. Oh, the voice notes.
I was coming in with a million with something and I couldn't make a booze me. I was hot my lamb. I think I do another cool one and I'm fast.
So, my daughter asked me, do couples always bath together? And if she gets married, is she expected to bath with her husband? And I, yeah, it was very awkward.
Pendula, mama. Pendula. Good morning, precious. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
We good, precious. How's it?
Good, good. Uzul wanted to comment for himself, but I just dropped him off. But he wanted to say, he asked his dad, why you don't keep your promises?
Mm.
And he got me into trouble because, like, they thought over what's going with him and Uzul.
Who well, how?
But why? I can think and I can see. And I'm clever. But that time, he was 6. Sure. So, and I'm like, Zulu, what happened? No, mina ngibangibona iskuta. Ngicabanga ukuthi sizala uba ukuthi usifonele. So all the time I'm asking iskuta. Jacobo, asizila. Uba bakakhipha
umfundo. Skis, skis.
Fresh, have a great day, my queen. And then your daughter asks you, so, mom, why don't I have a sister or a brother? I say Rodepocho. Let's just go to Rodepocho. Cindy, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Very well, thank you. Talk to us.
Oh, on the streets, on the air.
Hey! What's wrong with you now?
I'm not even on air, but I'm on air.
You are? Hello?
Hi, guys. I love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
So, man. My daughter asked me, I have a lesbian friend, named so her name is Tuli.
Yeah.
She asked me, Mama, Ngindiza o Auntie Tuli or Ngindiza o Uncle Tuli, and I'm like, yeah?
Hey?
Oh, and he's I felt like running away. And he's asking me, yeah, driver, but I give my daughter, I said, Uncle Shemtanam, what do you think? I don't know, because she's a woman. And I'm like, let's try Auntie Tuli. How about that? But she looked like a man. You are very, very, very much confusing. Oh. And I'm like, God,
thanks for the call, my queen. Have a great day, Cindy. Oh, difficult but relevant questions that our kids ask. Ooh, Godfrey, I'm loving your tweet that's come through. Kyle 959 using hashtag Thomas and Skumba. Godfrey says, When I was a kid, I asked my dad, why does he drink so much? Like, ever since I've known him, he drinks a lot. His response was, how do you know you're not the reason I drink so much?
Daddy.
Emotional.
Fifi. Says, my daughter asked me, ugut, umntwana ophuma kanjani sisweni? Then she continued to say, yini uyamvomitha mama? What's wrong with kids? What's wrong with kids? Yeah, mntanami, yes. Yes, that's the right answer. Uspendulile ngithi. Yes, that's the brilliant answer, my baby.
We love our kids, but damn.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
I'm not going to cry on Kai 959. Oh, you seeing a tweet there?
Talk about crying. And then the kids ask, Mommy, when are we visiting heaven? Because I want to visit Dad in heaven. What do you say?
Why do you have to come with that one now, man?
That's what the kids are asking. Okay.
Thursday morning, Kaya family. So, what are those relevant yet difficult questions your kids ask? And guess what? You just never know how to answer them, huh? Let's wrap it up.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, this kid's my child the other day, and now recently, in fact, he asked me, when am I getting married? And by that time, I'm single, guys. Yeah, no, this is Pimelo from Cosmos City.
I got asked, Uguti, how are babies made? This is my brother. It's like, okay, so you told me that kids come from God, but how are they made? How are they in mommy's tummy? Or how is a child going to be in your tummy one day? And Kavele Rezembo Buzuma, Kijim.
You see, the questions these children ask, you know, they make one think, you know. Sometimes you just don't have the answers to say, I go so, or yes, or no, or whatever the case might be. A couple of weeks ago, we went to my mom's grave with my girls, and my little one started asking me questions like, Papa, ukoko uyasibona la? And I said, yes. Then I ngaphuma kuyo. And then she said, ukucaba kanjani lapha phakathi? I was like, oh, okay, you know, now I just don't know how to answer that. But, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't know I was caught off guard, you know. Thank you, Bakhurman.
On the streets, on the air.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
On Kaya 959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.